Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Pesachim, the 10th and final parak, and we are up to Parak Yud, Mishnah Gimel. So we're going through the Seder, and we said in Mishnah Beis how they'd pour the first cup of wine. Now, they would bring vegetables in front of the person to, you know, for karpas, to dip a vegetable. You could take any vegetable for karpas. We dip the karpas in salt water. The purpose of having a karpas is so that the children should ask about it, and vegetables are not normally eaten prior to the meal, so the children will ask, why is this different than any other night? So by making the children ask, that will promote the telling of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So they will bring the karpas to the person who's leading the Seder, metabel b'chazeres, and if no other vegetable is available, he's allowed to use lettuce also for karpas. If you have other vegetables, definitely better to use other vegetables, because lettuce is really the ideal vegetable to use for maror. So you don't want to be eating maror before you're up to that point in the Seder where you're supposed to be eating maror. But metal b'chazeres is a chiddush that if you have no other vegetable available, you can even use chazeres. Ad shemegia l'parperes hapas, and the karpas comes before you get to the before you get to eating the matzah, meaning nothing else can be eaten before eating the matzah. This is the only thing that you're allowed to eat before the matzah, meaning you can't eat lettuce again as maror until you've eaten the matzah, because the matzah has to be eaten before the maror, not after the maror. So we're saying even though you're going to be using chazeres right now, that's it. Then you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah of maror until after you you do the mitzvah of matzah. Now we're up to the next stage in the Seder. So they bring him matzah, and they bring lettuce for maror, and they bring charoses, because you have to dip maror in charoses. Charoses is made out of, the Gemara says, out of nuts and figs, and it's made out of tapuach, which many mistranslate as being an apple, but Tosos points out that tapuach really means a citrus fruit, and other things that are crushed and with ginger and cinnamon, and all of these things are some way to remind us of various elements of the shibud of Mitzrayim. And then they bring two cooked dishes, one as a zecher to the Korban Pesach, and one as a zecher to the Korban Chagiga. And aval bishein charoses mitzvah, even though dipping the maror in the charoses is not really a mitzvah, we do it to take away the negative impact and the harmful effect that maror could have on a person. The assumption is, the Bar Tanur points out, that the sap of lettuce has something dangerous in it, which could be neutralized by the charoses, by the acidic part of the charoses. So we eat lettuce all year round, and we don't dip it into charoses, because lettuce isn't really harmful. We only have to do this for the lettuce we use for maror, because we have to make sure that we take away, Tos Yontif points out, we have to make sure we take away any risk whatsoever when fulfilling the mitzvah of maror. So even though you have a salad every single day with lettuce in it, and you don't do anything about charoses, so Tos Yontif says, because we're willing to take the tiny, minuscule risk that salad will be harmful to you throughout the rest of the year. But we never want a mitzvah to be harmful to us. And that's a very fascinating insight, because what he's telling us is that there's a tremendous chilul Hashem when a mitzvah causes harm, when a mitzvah causes damage. So, just like if there's a fire from Ner Chanukah, aside from the tragedy of it, it's a chilul Hashem when a mitzvah causes damage. So that's why we have to be super careful to avoid any danger from the maror, and it would stand to reason that we should be careful the way we eat matzah, that even though we're trying to be yotzei al chumras, that we shouldn't be at a risk of choking in the way that we eat it, and things like that. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik says charoses is actually a mitzvah. In times of the Beis Hamikdash, they would bring the actual Korban Pesach together with the matzah and the maror and the charoses to do all of those mitzvos together. Now, Mishnah Dalet. So the Mishnah tells us that we go on in the Seder. Mazgulo kos sheni. They mix the second cup of wine. V'kana ben shoal aviv. And now the child asks his father questions. V'mein das babenin. If the child doesn't have any das, aviv melamdo, the father teaches him how to ask. And what are the four questions because of the manishtana. So let's pay careful attention, because it may not match the four questions that we are used to. Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halelos, shebchol halelos anu achlim chametz u'matza. That all of the nights we eat chametz and matza. Halayla hazeh kulo matza. That's one. Shebchol halelos anu achlim shar yirakos. Halayla hazeh maror. All of the nights we eat any other vegetable. Tonight it's maror. Third question. Shebchol halelos anu achlim basar tzli. Shaluk umavushal. We can eat meat prepared in any which way, whether it be roasted or stewed or cooked. Halayla zeh kulot sliba. Tonight we eat only roasted meat. Shabuchal, that's one obviously we don't have nowadays when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Shabuchal leosan madbilim pamachas. On all of the nights we dip vegetables once. Halayla zeh shtei pamim. But tonight we dip our vegetables twice. Nowadays, we specifically don't eat roasted meat, and therefore we leave out question number three, and instead we ask that about Haseba, that other nights we eat Ben Yoshin, Ben Musubin, but they didn't ask that in times of the Mishnah, because everyone would always do Haseba the way they would eat in the times of the Mishnah. As far as the dipping, the karpas is dipped in salt water, and the maror is dipped in charoses, but the implication is that every other night they dip vegetables once. So the Gemara says, you know, it's not really true. So the Gemara therefore changes the text of the Mishnah. So even though in our Mishnah's text it sounds like they do one dipping every other night, we change the text to Shabbachal Elos Ein Anumat Bilin Afilu Pamachas Halayla Zeh Shtei Pa'amim. And that's the way we have it in our Haggadahs, that on other nights we don't dip even once, and this night we dip twice. So now, Lufi Daito Shel Ben Aviv Malamdo. Once the child asks the questions, the father, assessing the level of the child, should respond in kind, age appropriate and level appropriate to that child. But one thing has to be maschil begnus umesayim b'shevach. The format of how you tell the story is you have to start with the negative and you have to conclude with the praise and the glory of the Jewish people. What exactly does it mean maschil begnus umesayim b'shevach? So that's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Whether it means that we start with mitchilov de avod zara hayavaseinu, the spiritual gnos, v'achshav kirvanu ha'makom levodaso, and the spiritual shevach, or is it that we start with avadim hayinu, the physical gnos, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, biyad chazaka, the physical shevach. So we do both. We're essentially, when we do our Haggadah, we're doing two Haggadahs. We're doing Rav's Haggadah and Shmuel's Haggadah simultaneously. Rav Shechter even suggested that maybe that's why Rebbe had formulated the way we're supposed to do the Haggadah with such vague terms of maschil begnos and mesayim b'shevach, to incorporate both ideas, since there were always two mesoras of how to do it. He wanted to incorporate both mesoras in one phrase, so he incorporated both mesoras in that single phrase. Similar to what the Meiri says, that on the first mission Bava Kamma, that mave is a machlokas, whether it's Shein or Adam. And the Gemara quotes these strange psukim that are, that mave might mean Adam because it means tefillah and a person davens, and mave might mean Shein. Well, why, if he meant Shein, let him say Shein. If he meant Adam, let him say Adam. So the Meiri says, no, there were two traditions of what it meant. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wanted to come up with a language that incorporates and could be referring to each tradition. So he came up with a language that works for both. Same over here with Maschil Begnos Umesayim B'Shevach V'dorish Me'arami Oviravi, and then he should darshan from Arami Oviravi Achi Yigmar Kol HaParsha Kula, until he finishes the entire Parsha. So let's quickly review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel we learned In Mishnah Gimel we learned that they bring the vegetable to the guy, and he dips the vegetable even if it means dipping maror, and he's not allowed to eat any more maror until he gets to the matzah. And then they bring the Seder plate in front of him that has the matzah and the maror and the charoses and two tafshilin, and there's a machlokas tanoim whether charoses is a mitzvah or not. And the mikdash, they would actually bring the Karban Pesach at that point, point as well. And then Mishnah Dal, we said, then they would pour the second cup, and the child would ask the four questions of the Manishtan, and if the child doesn't have das, the father would teach him to say it. But the four questions are about eating only matzah and not chametz u'matzah, that's one, eating only marer and not shar yirakos, eating only roasted meat and not meat prepared in any which way, and dipping twice as opposed to dipping once or zero times on every other night. And then we said the father should teach the child according to his level, but it has to be in the format of Maskel B'gnosim Musayim B'Shevach, and he has to darshan the psukim of Arami Oviravi until the end of the parsha. Ben Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yod Mishnah Hey.